This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota. It's my understanding we had 4 to 9 inches of snow. Crazy weather. We were out on the East Coast for two weeks, doing high schools, meetings, and colleges, and radio as well. In saying that, friends, it was absolutely interesting. When we were leaving Virginia the other day, we were coming through North Carolina to come into D.C., and I'll get to D.C. in just a couple minutes here. But it was interesting to note that what they were talking about was the Brussels, Belgians, you know, the terror attacks that were taking place over in that country, right next to France. And during the same time they were spinning that story, you know, terror, terrorism, inundating the people with fear, submit, not bravery, not valor, not honor, not dignity, no, none of that stuff, no, fear, break them down, fear. Keep pushing fear on the people. Show them what these big, bad terrorists will do. During the time they were spinning that, friends, it was interesting to note that in North Carolina, the big news there was, well, the transgender, the LGBTQ, they want bathrooms for anybody. They don't want anybody discriminating when it comes to the bathrooms there in North Carolina. That's taking precedent there in North Carolina today, friends. The homosexuals and lesbians and the transgenders, these abominable individuals, they want their bathrooms to be open to all. And if you say that only a man can go inside of a man's bathroom and a woman can go inside of a woman's bathroom, you know, there's something wrong with you. You haters, you bigots, you homophobes. You this, that, and the other thing. As they're being used as a political battering ram to give way to your enemies. And interestingly enough, friends, right after they spun that story, that was the big news in North Carolina. Guess what was right behind that? Coach busted for downloading child porn in the same state. Okay, does anybody catch the correlation here? I mean, we know that the NEA has a homosexual caucus, and that wasn't good enough because now they have a drag queen caucus. And, you know, I mean, there's just, you need to understand, friends, that you got to quit hating on these people. You know, remember John Adams, he's the one that said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of other. Folks, these are anarchists. That's who these people are. And, folks, it's also interesting to note. It absolutely is. And it's just, here it is again. And I can keep saying it in so many different ways. The CARE leader, Ahmad Salim, is arrested in major child sex trafficking ring. That's on Bradley Dean on Facebook. The CARE leader, Ahmad Salim's arrested in a major child sex trafficking ring bust. Did you hear that on the state-controlled media, friends? No, of course not. Of course not. They don't want you to know the crimes of these victims, as they love to put themselves in that position, as they attack and tear down the laws. Anybody that opposes them in any sense of the word, they attack. We get up at 4:30 this morning in Washington, D.C. What do we see? On the news, headline news, tear, 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 fear, 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 fear. Guess what's right behind that? The North Carolina governor is being harassed, in so many words, friends, by the LGBTQ communities. Their plans have been blasted because the governor in North Carolina put his foot down and said, no, we're not going to do that here in the state. Oh, that hater, that bigot. What's wrong with them people that enforce the law? See, that's the problem right there. These people don't want to be ruled by law. They're at war with law and the giver of law. And if you bring forth that law, by the way, when they passed homosexual marriage illegally in every state, do keep in mind, friends, that not one state passed it lawfully. Of course not, because you can't advocate or implement something that God condemns in this country. Read the state preambles in every state of our union, all 50 states, not 57 like Barack Hussein Obama said. I mean, folks, are you in a state of being, let me say it this way, is the wound of the American people beyond cure? I mean, my wife told me the other day, she said, I can see why God judges nations now. Did you ever think in a million years, Americans, that you ever thought your government would sanction murder? Or did you ever think for one moment, and I'm talking about the innocent in the womb, I'm not talking about the criminals. No, the government in America, they think that's cruel and unusual punishment to kill a murderer, but Scripture tells us that's what we're supposed to do, and let me tell you, that's what we are supposed to do because it works. It puts the fear of God in others, so that they don't commit the crime. But did you ever think for one moment, friends, that your government would force the homosexual lifestyle down the throats of the American people? Illegally, of course, through oligarchy, where few rule over many. Did you ever think the government would sanction and overstep lines that erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today concerning church and state? See, folks, you got it backwards. Did you ever think that you would ever be in a situation where the government would say to men, go ahead and marry each other, and women will go ahead and marry each other? We'll just push God aside in the process. We know that we're supposed to uphold that constitutional, those enumerated laws of our constitutional republic. But you know what? Let's just push that away, and we'll bring forth our opinion because we want to establish European arbitrary government in America. How's that working out for them over there, friends? Ah. So we left at 4:30 this morning from Washington, D.C., get home at 8:30 this morning in Minnesota. Folks, what I'm going to talk about when we come back is I want to go off of what we were talking about yesterday. Who starts the fires? And then what I'm going to do after that is I'm going to bring you over to Operation Northwoods. Ooh, it's getting scary, friends. Just putting it together. But before I do that, I want to go to George Washington's place real quick for about 5 minutes, and I want to give you some information that I caught just yesterday. Be right back. SonsLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, thank you for joining us. Folks, I'm a little under the weather right now. Hopefully this isn't going to jump on me, but it's trying to. I can feel it. And we shall overcome in Jesus' name. Amen. If I was in a black church, you know what they'd be saying. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Yesterday, we were in Washington, D.C. And we had to go to George Washington's house really quick. Because, of course, we have to go there and solidify what we have been preaching over the last 20 years. And I knew I was right anyways. I've already done my due diligence. But they put up a brand new museum at George Washington's home there. And what we found right away, the new museum is second to none, friends. Second to none. But right when we walked in, we noticed that there was a big, huge plaque that said the ideals of the Republic, unlike when we went to Philadelphia to see the Liberty Bell, where it's inscribed on the side of the Liberty Bell, friends, Leviticus 25:10. But interestingly enough, just a little to the left in Philadelphia of the Liberty Bell, it was talking about our democracy and how the Liberty Bell actually contrived our democracy. We are not a democracy, friends. Just reestablishing and solidifying who we are, America. Putting your feet upon the rock. Going back to George Washington's place, so we had the ideals of the Republic. And folks, you need to understand that these ill-designing criminals that want to enslave you and your children through the state-controlled narrative, the narrative is the face of those that need to rule over you. You do need to understand that. But what they want you to do is they don't want you to believe what you see. They want you to believe what you're told. And if you don't do what you're told, well, then we're going to come in through totalitarian methods, and we're going to go ahead and just do whatever it takes to straighten you out. That's exactly what's going on in this country right now. But while we were there, the first thing that I really took notice of was the fact that it talked about the birth of George Washington. In February 1732, it said Mary Ball Washington gave birth to a healthy baby boy on the family's plantation. The family later recorded the arrival of young George, a fourth-generation Virginian, in the family Bible. Now, in saying that, I'm just so humored by this, friends. I actually even went over to where it started to talk about his faith and the faith of George Washington. And lo and behold, guess what I seen there, friends? I seen in that particular area, which was not small, there was a huge plaque, one on the left and one on the right. And guess what was plastered there up on the wall? None other than God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. Here we have it again, just like in Jamestown, right? What I first seen when I walked into the church in Jamestown concerning not the pilgrims, friends, they were originally called the saints, was the Ten Commandments. Guess what was right in between the Ten Commandments, friends? None other than the Lord's Prayer, both at Jamestown and over at George Washington's, namely his upbringing. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Well, there we have it. The Ten Commandments, and again, the Lord's Prayer. Now, what was also interesting is I had to walk over, of course, to his grave. And when I went over there, the first thing I noticed right in front of none other than George Washington's grave, and again, friends, keep in mind, I already knew this, and so do you, but it said, a man of truth hating covetousness, which is directly from Deuteronomy. It said, firm in every honor, able purpose, and pursuit, yet a gentle human and condescending, a sincere Christian doing in all things the will of his master and resting his hope of eternal happiness on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You couldn't miss it, friends. I know that there's some that just don't want to see this, and I know that there's the revisionists and the historians. Friends, there's even professed Christians that are trying to get you to believe that we are not a Christian nation. Now, I got to go back to this because this is important, friends. What about religious tolerance that George Washington spoke of? Let me explain simply enough so we can all understand. He was talking about how there would not be one state-run denomination that the government would control the way that the crown did. In other words, under the umbrella of the Christian faith in America, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Methodists, the Lutherans. Hey, folks, I can go down the line of the Christian denominations who were to go ahead and worship at will the God that they so choose to serve in Jesus Christ according to the dictates of their own consciences before the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, John 14:6. And then he went on concerning George Washington and the tolerance of religion. He said, also those that are welcome are the seed of Abraham, speaking of the Jewish people. Now, is it true that America is to afford asylum to foreign religions? Yes, of course, but they're all ruled by the same God that America, we serve, like it or not. Here, let me put it this way. What would happen to you if you went to a nation that was ruled under Sharia law? When you went over to that particular prospective country concerning their faith, guess what? You're going to have to live according to the rules of Sharia law in that particular country. And so it is in America. And I say this to all foreign religions worldwide. You know, it's interesting. While I was in Washington, D.C., folks, there were so many people that you could barely move. We did not know coming in just yesterday, it was going to be this packed. We were just going to come back in for one day, go to George's house, and then the Holocaust Center. It was packed, literally packed. But folks, again, going back to George Washington and understanding his faith. Do you know, I wanted to highlight this too. This is what I was just going to say. Forgive me, friends. I noticed that there was a lot of foreigners in Washington, D.C. I mean, I couldn't, a lot of English people, we heard French people, we've seen very, very few Muslims outside of the White House, of course. And then what we noticed was there's just a plethora of different foreign people coming to America. You want to know why they're coming to America? And guess what they see everywhere they go in Washington, D.C.? They get to see my father's fingerprints everywhere. God, Jesus Christ, Christian crosses, Christian symbolism, so on and so forth. And I say to those that think religious tolerance is to go ahead and come into America and be ruled by your God, and that which is antithetical or in direct contrast to who we are as Americans, that doesn't fly in your country, and it's not going to fly in ours neither. And furthermore, if your God is God, then why don't you stay back from where you came from? Why don't you go back there? No, America, you are the light of the world for a reason. And I've said this to you in the past, friends, too much is given, much is required. You have been given much. You have the nations coming to America. And the first thing they notice, what made America great? Well, go to George Washington's house. You'll see. You can't miss it. As a matter of fact, if you go to his tomb, you know what it says right above his headstone? It said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. That's what's right above the headstone of George Washington. And again, friends, you cannot miss it. And again, going back to, I know that there's some that mean for you to believe outside of the fact that we are a Christian nation. But keep in mind, these folks, friends, could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. It's because they don't want to see it. And they are a part of the problem. And they are enemies to your nation. I'm exhorting you, I'm encouraging you right now to understand that we are a Christian nation and you need to put your feet down upon that rock where we're made more than conquerors, where the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. Once you know who you are, I'll tell you what, it's a different fight because you've now been strengthened and solidified in the fact that, wait, this is my history, this is where I came from, this is what my forefathers did, and this is what they established. And what you're seeing in America today is treason within at every given turn, friends, at every given turn. So in saying that, that was my trip to Washington, D.C. And again, it was seconds to none. And again, there were so many people there, friends, it almost took away the enjoyment of being there. But I was so hungry just for the knowledge that I needed to extract while I was at Washington's house. But again, friends, it wasn't hard to find. It was right there in my face, and I so appreciated the opportunity to even go there. So, aside of that, now you know, and it was quite a trip, let me tell you. I want to lay this as a premise really quick. Yesterday we were talking about what Joseph Mengele said, German SS officer. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. I want to take you to headline news today concerning FBI counter-terror expert sees historic Islamic pivot in America. He said, U.S. cities are not prepared for attacks. Really? We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, just today, not making this stuff up, we were just talking about this yesterday, folks. FBI counter-terror expert sees historic Islam pivot. Shifting focus to West, but U.S. cities not prepared for attacks. Wait a second. We're not prepared for attacks. What has your government been doing for the last 15 years outside of attacking you, America? And by the way, I believe this information was leaked for the very purpose that you might know this information. And if you want to point the finger of blame, you're supposed to blame the terrorists. Hey, folks, what's your government been doing for 15 years? I mean, if the President of the United States is not entertaining them, he's not financing them, he's not going over to Cuba to meet another socialist who's a sworn enemy of who we are, America, then he's actually releasing these terrorists from Guantanamo Bay. What's going on? I mean, are we going to play stupid a little bit longer here, America, or are we going to actually deal with it? Because I can get on the radio every day and tell you the problems and how they're escalating and how things are getting worse on a 24/7 basis, but that's not what I want to do. I mean, the right time to do the right thing is right now, America, not to see how bad things are going to get. And that's what seems to be happening in this country. I mean, we have the FBI now. Counter-terror expert says U.S. cities not prepared for attacks. Wait a second. Maybe America, are you being set up or what? What could possibly be going on? I mean, you have to ask yourself that question. You really do. We just had jihad in Belgium. Seven strange questions about the Brussels terror attacks that mainstream media is not asking. Of course not. We see Somalians in America attempting to infiltrate small towns because they want to build mosques. We see mosques being built in New York City after the attacks. That's a sign of conquering, by the way. Who's funding these people? You know, I mean, these little desert rats, I mean, where are they getting all this money? Where are they getting all the arms? Well, we know where they're getting their arms from. We know that the CIA has been supplying them. We also know that John Brenner, the stooge for the CIA, he's a convert to Islam. We know that. Folks, is it time to de-Islamicize America yet? Or are you still waiting for something worse to happen? You want to keep playing stupid in the face of what's going on in your country? We just seen yesterday Obama calls GOP approach to Muslim terrorists un-American. I mean, folks, this is incredible. Surviving a terror attack, that's on Sons of Liberty Media just yesterday. Stats on the Islamic takeover of Belgium may surprise you. You need to understand that's how they conquer, friends. They destabilize, and then they create a revolution. This is all the same tactics that the communists use. We see yesterday again, super soft on Islamic terror. Obama says that ISIS is not a threat to us. Really? I gotta be like somewhere else in thought then to not make that connection, because for 15 years we've been inundated by the narrative that the media that's bought and paid for wants us to believe in, right? And of course we know that this is all scripture, sticking to the word of God. We're above this, friends. Now we're finding out today, Rudy Giuliani, by the way, I know people like him, but you need to understand that during gay pride parades, he's dressing up as a drag queen. Just wanted to tell you that. But he said Hillary could be considered a founding member of the Islamic State, of course, because we know that both her and her husband, like Obama, have committed the act of treason over and over and over again against the American people. But again, America wants to laugh that off, and they want to just through apathy and tolerance legitimize her campaign by doing nothing about the issue. Though we see the FBI said that what she did was illegal, but they haven't indicted her. You have to ask yourself that question. And by the way, it's the same FBI that is telling you that America is now not ready for a terror attack. Well, I'll tell you this, since Barack Hussein Obama has been in office, there's not been a greater salesman in one decade, more so than President Barack Hussein Obama, because America is armed to the hilt. And by the way, they know that you're armed to the hilt. I mean, folks, how long are you going to play stupid? Because that's really what it comes down to. Yesterday, we were talking about the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. That was Joseph Mengele. We were talking about how terror is being used to establish a government of terror. And by the way, I didn't say it. Intel has told you this. History has told you this. And it's taught you this. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department. And an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal fighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. So this leads one to ask, if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such gain from them, who might be responsible for what's going on in your country? Let me take you back to 1962. By the way, I want you to cross-check every single thing that I'm saying to you. I want you to dot the I's and cross the T's, and I want you again to do your due diligence. Operation Northwoods is a documented false flag attack plan originating within the United States government since 1962. P.S., if I had time on this radio show today, I would actually play the piece, it's really short, from President Eisenhower, warning of the military-industrial complex. John F. Kennedy also warned the American people as to what you're seeing through your government today verbatim. False flag attacks are a military and war tactic used since Roman times. America, let me say this. You want peace? Prepare for war. Let me say it again. You want peace? Prepare for war. That's how you have to live your life on a daily basis, especially as a Christian patriot, friends. Read Ephesians 6. Going back to Operation Northwoods, it's called for the CIA and other operatives to commit genuine acts of terrorism in U.S. cities on both military and an innocent civilian targets. These acts of terrorism were to be blamed on Cuba back in the 60s in order to create public support for a war against that nation, just like Adolf Hitler. Operation Northwoods included proposals for hijacking, shooting down commercial airplanes, attacks on our own military and U.S. Navy ships, and bombing civilians in American cities, followed by the introduction of phony evidence and other tactics that would implicate the Cuban government. Operation Northwoods, in a nutshell, this is a fact. One of the things that I brought up yesterday, too, was the very definition in Oxford English Dictionary concerning the word terrorism was a government by intimidation. Hey, America, what do you call this? What do you call what's going on in your country on a daily basis? I shared with you again, friends, that a foreign enemy couldn't have dreamed what your government has done to you over the last 15 years. And by the way, friends, this has been going on for a long time. It's been going on for a long, long time. I also shared with you yesterday, friends, what Condoleezza Rice said. Condoleezza Rice said under none other than George W. Bush, she said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism because terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. America, let me just lay another question to you. Why are they trying to disarm you? First and foremost, why are they trying to demoralize you? Why are they indoctrinating your children illegally? And why are you letting them do this? The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. So who's responsible for starting the fires? We know that Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he created. I seen in Washington, D.C. this morning, the prime minister from Brussels with a half smirk on his face, folks, speaking lightly of what just happened in his country. How many people were killed? How many people were killed, friends? Wasn't it General Douglas MacArthur that said of the United States government back in 1957 that our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear? It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always has there been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the government. Really? How come, America, you've never been attacked all the way up until September 11th? Because you're an armed people. There's a gun behind every blade of grass. That would be suicide. Don't you remember when the Japanese attacked America, friends? Remember what the general, the commander said over in Japan? We have awakened a giant. Yeah. How'd that work out? There's a lot of similarities between September 11th and December 7th, 1941, for those that have not taken the time to pull the curtain back on that one as well. We know that, again, George Bush, Sr., his daddy, Prescott Bush, was indicted under the Trading with Enemies Act back in the 20s and 30s. Prescott was a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. In other words, he aided in the rise of Adolf Hitler. Friends, I want you to keep in mind, he aided in the rise of Adolf Hitler. 405,399 men and women fought and bled and died fighting against the likes of Adolf Hitler. And who is responsible for financing Adolf's rise to power to establish the Third Reich?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, the board op down at GCN, you're doing an awesome job. We appreciate you, my friends. Do you hear that? Do you hear that down there, you new board op? We appreciate you, man. Yes, you're doing a very good job, and we appreciate you being on top of your game. Much needed, much appreciated. Folks, yesterday, again, we were talking about, I'm saying much. I'm doing a recap on some of the things that we were talking about yesterday. And interestingly enough, when I came to the news today, we see that the FBI counter-terror expert sees historic Islam pivot. In other words, the Islamists, the jihadists, are now focusing to the West, but U.S. cities aren't prepared for attacks. They're not prepared for the attacks. Really? Man, this is like crazy thinking. I mean, what's been going on over the last 15 years besides the American government attacking you, America? Come on! Let's call it for what it is. When I'm saying the right time to do the right thing is right now, it is right now. How much worse do you want this to become, America? Because it will. This is the Lord awakening the people to the fact that your sin is before Him and things are not going to get better until America understands that they must repent before a just and a holy God and put their faith in Jesus Christ. And you need to ask for the Holy Ghost to bring forth the conviction of sin and righteousness and judgment that He might drive you by the law and through the conviction of sin to godly repentance. That again, you might find your faith in Jesus Christ. He is your power source. Hey friends, let's say it this way. during the Revolutionary War, you do realize that less than 3% of the population was used by God with 56 signers, delegates, right? In 13 colonies to establish what you have today. Less than 3%. Only God can do that. And it shows you it to be true what John Knox said, that a man with God is always in the majority. And cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Hey, folks, if I'm doing the right thing before God, hell and the population of this globe can stand against me, but I am victorious in Christ Jesus. That's promised to me. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. Read Psalm 18. Read Genesis all the way to the book to the book of Revelations, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Folks, the FBI is telling you that you're not ready for or prepared for attacks. What has your government been doing, friends? Outside of empowering your enemies within, folks, this is communism at its very worst. And I'm saying they may think it's their best, it's their worst. The writing's on the wall. The network said this FBI operative, he said, by the International Muslim Brotherhood through its many front organizations, by the way, they're using the Muslims as well. Among them are the Muslim American Society, or MAS, Muslim Student Association, or MSA, Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, Islamic Society of North America, or ISNA, and these are their, you know, the letters they want you to just kind of break everything down. DARE, Stephanie. Acronyms. Thank you. Thank you, Bradley. These are their acronyms, friends. And North America Islamic Trust, or NAIT. Who's empowering these groups, America? This administration. Oh, by the way, George W. Bush is not off the hook. No. Let's go back just for a moment. Because we need to keep in mind just what I was saying to you right before the break. Bush's dad, George Jr. and George Sr., his daddy was funding Adolf Hitler's rise to power. I want you to keep in mind that you lost. There was not a household in America that did not feel lost. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died against the tyrant Adolf Hitler. It was George Bush Sr., his daddy, that was actually financing Hitler's rise to power through the Third Reich. We also know that Adolf Hitler used, this is a fact, as mercenaries, the Muslims to do his killing for him in many killing fields. Matter of fact, he said, the only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad. See, friends, going back to what Ayn Hirsi Ali said, it's a woman that exposed Islam for what it really is. She said, it is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. See, it's first the immoral, the homosexuals, then the radical Muslims. And the government's using them with any group that they can use as a political front, a political battering ram, to upend, to establish. They want to create a revolution at all costs, and that's exactly what they're doing in America today. And by the way, I've been telling you this, and now the FBI counter-terror expert is telling you that America is not prepared for the attacks. Wait a second. Who did Barack Hussein Obama appoint to the DHS? How many Muslims with radical terrorist ties? I just wanted to ask you that. Again, let me ask you, how many illegals did he release from American prisons onto the streets of America? 56,000 felons that are illegals in our prisons that you are paying to support, he released them on the population of America. Do you not see what's going on here, America? Come on. Really, interestingly enough, this FBI agent said,
that the Muslim Brotherhood is teaming up with Black Lives Matter and that movement to create violent events that will surprise many police agencies in cities across the United States. Folks, who's been attacking your military since day one besides this administration? Who's been attacking your police since day one in this country, since the beginning of his administration? And by the way, I'm not blaming Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is what America deserves. Not the innocent, the guilty. Barack Hussein Obama is a reflection of what the American people have been tolerating for 8 years in this country. And guess what, America? You're setting yourselves up for another one named Hillary Clinton, aren't you? Instead of her, along with this administration, being indicted for their crimes against we the people, nope, they're being encouraged and they're being legitimized in a face of 318 million people that tolerate their crimes on a daily basis. Hey, by the way, again, just to show you the tactic here, the Muslim Brotherhood in America, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. Black Lives Matter, I told you last year when I was at the state fair in Minnesota, I told you that they put on the front page of the paper in Minneapolis that went bankrupt. For some reason, they're still there, friends. But interestingly enough, they were talking about the Black Lives Matters. They were protesting in the streets at the state fair. Guess what, America? I was at the state fair, and there was no protest going on. But remember, you take the pictures, I'll create the war, and the people are stupid enough to believe it. That's exactly what's going on in your country today, America. They don't have the support. I also shared with you when I was at the state fair where there's hundreds of thousands of people that will walk through the streets. We walked by the booth that Black Lives Matter just put up, friends. They just put up. And guess what? The first two times that we walked by there, there was not one person at their booth. And then the third time when me and my son went to get a hot dog and something to drink, guess what? There was one person over there talking to them. That's how much support they've got. But keep in mind, the tactic is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. See, the problem you're having, America, is you don't realize that God is who he says he is. And if you're not going to keep his statutes and his judgments to keep and do them, then this is what's going to happen. And guess what? This is what's going to happen. And everybody talks about what happened over in Germany and in Russia and in China and how those people are so embarrassed for what they tolerated. Let's go back to Germany again. They're so embarrassed about what Adolf Hitler did to 80 million people that apparently they haven't learned their lesson. Now they've been plundered. And interestingly enough, wasn't it about 9 months ago a woman stood up in a Christian church, Martin Luther Reformation Church, where the Muslims came in and made peace between the Christians and the Muslims? Wow! Wow! And a woman prophetically stood up and started to rebuke that religion in the name of Jesus Christ. And that went around the globe, and it went around the globe, and it went around the globe. But notice that the Lord was there to prophetically warn that nation before that happened. And now look where they're at, America. Now look where they're at. America, let me say this, and I want you to hear me carefully. I'm not talking to a third world country. I'm not talking to Germany. I'm not talking to France, and I'm not talking to Brussels. I'm talking to you, America, who's responsible in many ways for what continuously goes on by you adding strength to tyranny by turning the other cheek. Folks, we love you by what we do. That's why we're telling you the truth. Like it or not, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.